The Gemara asks in Sanhedrin, in other places, where do we know, where's the source that Tchiyas HaMeisim is min HaTorah? So we quote a pasuk in Parshas Korach, I believe, when it talks about Unasatem Yimenu as Trumas Hashem le'Aaron or Kohen, that you're going to give a gift of Truma to Aaron. What do you mean give a gift to Aaron or Kohen? Aaron never made it into Eretz Yisrael. And we know the halachas of Truma Amaisas, the Mitzvahs Atruyis Baritz, didn't begin until 14 years after the Kibush V'chiluk, when they conquered and separated. So how are you ever going to give to Aaron or Kohen? It must be that after this world is over and we have Tchiyas HaMeisim, he's going to come back and we're going to give him the Truma. So we see that Tchiyas HaMeisim is min HaTorah. That's one of the sources the Gemara brings down. So there's a famous pshat from the Aderes, who was the father-in-law of Rav Kook, I believe. They have a shaila about whether Rav Zeira was a Kohen or not. Because the Gemara says in Brachas that there's a discussion, who eats benching? Who eats the Zimun? Is it the Balabayas or the Oreach or the guest? So one of the writers I want to bring is, we see Rav Zeira, when he was at someone's house, they let him weed benching. So we see it's the guest. So the Aderes says, what are you talking about? We know Rav Zeira was a Kohen. So if there was a Kohen, it's maybe they gave it to him out of Kidashto, and not because he was a guest. So it wouldn't be a Raya. So the question is, but we see from other places that Rav Zeira wasn't a Kohen. So it seems to be an apparent stira whether Rav Zeira was a Kohen or not. So Aderes answers is no kasha. The Gemara in Megillah tells us the Rav invited Rav Zeira, I guess for a Purim meal, the whole Maisa, he killed them, he resurrected them, etc. So Rav Zeira was a Kohen, the Aderes says. But once he was killed, he was dead, and then Tchiyas HaMeisim, so you're no longer a Kohen anymore, you're just a new person. You're a Katan Shehigdio. You're like a newborn baby. And therefore, when we say he's a Kohen, that was before the Maisa with Rav Zeira. After the Maisa with Rav Zeira, so I'm not sure, I guess it would depend when the Maisa with Rav Zeira happened. If you assume the Maisa with Rav Zeira happened before, so therefore it is a Raya. He no longer was a Kohen, and therefore it's a proof that you could give an Oreach for benching. So that's the pshat of the Aderes. So comes along the Stipel and says, what are you talking about? So what do we see from the Aderes? That once you get Tchiyas HaMeisim, you're no longer a Kohen. So here comes this, that's what the Aderes is saying. The Stipler says that's against our Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that what the Raya for Tchiyas HaMeisim is, Aaron's going to eat Truma. Obviously, he's still going to be a Kohen. So we see Aaron didn't lose his Kohen. So how come? How do we reconcile the Aderes is pshat, the Rav Zeira lost his kahuna, yet Aaron or Kohen did not. So, one explanation could be is, because what are we saying? What's the svar of the Aderes? Because you're born again. So, the only reason I'm a Kohen is because, or not me, I'm not a Kohen, but the only reason that someone is a Kohen is because his father was his Kohen and his father was a Kohen. So therefore, once you have Tchiyas HaMeisim, you're no longer a Kohen. But Aaron's father wasn't a Kohen. He, Batsuma, was a Kohen. So therefore, maybe Aaron, a Kohen, is different. He retains his Hunuk, because that's him. Or someone explained that maybe the Chiluk is when it's a private affair versus a communal affair. And there is a case of Rav Zeira that wasn't part of the deal. Once he was killed in Tchiyas HaMeisim, so he lost his kohen, he's a newborn baby. But the regular Tchiyas HaMeisim, that's part of being born. Like you're born, you die, and then you have Tchiyas HaMesim. So therefore, maybe that's when the Adaris would say it's Pshat, is only when it's a private affair. But it's a public affair, so then even he agrees, and that's what we see. Number one, so we have a Raya that Aaron HaKohen is a Raya to Tchiyas HaMesim. In fact, he's eating the Truma. Aye, does a Kohen lose his status of Kohuna when he comes back in Tchiyas HaMesim? So clearly Aaron HaKohen doesn't. Perhaps others do, according to that Deris, because you're only as a Kohen because your father was. Now that you come back as a new person, so therefore you're no longer a Kohen. Or do I say, you know, all Kohanim come back as Kohanim through Tchiyas HaMesim? Rav Zeira was a special case because that was a private affair, a private Indian of doing Tchiyas HaMesim. So in that case, Rav Zeira lost his kahuna. And if he did, like that, that's the Adaris' Pshat, that's the Raya that Oreach benches because Rav Zeira was no longer Kohen and he was still given the kuna. Those who could be Cholek can say he was a Kohen and it wouldn't be a Raya.